The Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley, and welcome to the NBA home of the Milwaukee Bucks, an unusual venue for high school basketball. In just a few moments, we'll have coverage of the Evergreens against the Hodags of Rhinelander High School. Yeah, it was a late night for DC Evers, playing last night a makeup game at the Stevens Point Fieldhouse, a game where they lost in a lopsided outcome to Spash. Then it was back home and now on the bus early this morning down to Milwaukee. This is the 18th season that the Milwaukee Bucks have hosted high school basketball. They play these games in the afternoon before the Bucks take the court tonight. So later on this floor at the BMO Harris Bradley Center, the Milwaukee Bucks will be taking on the Indiana Pacers. It's a game that many of our Evergreens players, fans, and parents will be staying for. In fact, a lot of these fans and teams will spend the night in Milwaukee and will head back home to tomorrow. So just like in baseball, where the ballpark is a part of the game itself, for this afternoon's game, the arena or the venue is going to be a part of this game. But it's an NBA floor. The Bradley Center is a very large arena. It seats 18,000 people. And we've had a lot of parents and fans from DC Everest and from Rhinelander who have come down for the trip to see their kids play in a really big arena. It's going to be a fun night of basketball. Again, it'll be an unusual setting for what should be a good game, which will close out the regular season for both of these teams. Rhinelander Hodags and DC Everest Evergreens played each other last year. Rhinelander had very good ball movement and had a lot of height. I remember that game. It was a Rhinelander victory, 60-48, up at their field house. And Rhinelander is probably a little bit better this season. We will set up tonight's game in just a moment. First, a couple of notes from the DC Everest Athletic Department. Last night, the hockey season came to an end. The Evergreens fell to Spash 5-2 at the KB Willett Arena. That was a second-round playoff game, so Spash advances to play Walsall West at Marathon Park on Tuesday night, and the DC Everest hockey team saw its season come to an end. Brady Burrell, senior, went out in style. He scored both of the Evergreens' goals. Congratulations to the girls' basketball team. They are undisputed Valley Conference champions. They'd already clinched no worse than a tie, and they won the league outright with a double overtime win over Stevens Point, 69-67. Give the Evergreens girls a lot of credit. They were behind in the first half, dug themselves out of that hole to get the game to overtime, and then won it in the second overtime period, outscoring Spash 11-9 in that second overtime. In the first OT, both teams managed just 2 points apiece. So congratulations to Coach Matt Bullis and his DC Everest girls basketball team on what was senior night for the team's one and only senior, Molly Tice, who goes out regardless of what the team does at the state level as a Wisconsin Valley Conference champion. Last night for the DC Everest boys, they went down to Stevens Point. Spash is the only undefeated boys team in the Valley Conference, and they closed out a perfect 12-0 season. They really tuned up this DC Everest team, 78-41. Coach Corey Heckel, chatting with him before the game, said he wouldn't be surprised if when the final stats are in, if Spash shot 80% from the floor. The Panthers were really lights out. So the Evergreens come into today's game with two losses. In fact, we'll set up the game upcoming, the varsity game between DC Everest and Rhinelander, after we take a three-minute break. Pre-game coverage we will tip in about 5 minutes from the Bradley Center in Milwaukee, DC Everest and Rhinelander. I'm Chris Conley, and we're back after this timeout on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Welcome back to the BMO Harris Bradley Center. I'm Chris Conley, getting you set for DC Everest High School basketball on the big floor against the Rhinelander Hodags. We did have a JV game that finished just a few moments ago. The DC Everest junior varsity defeated the Hodags 40-36, and that was an unusual JV game because both schools agreed to combine their JV1 and JV2 games so that as many players as possible could get some court time here at the Bradley Center. So it was a game with a lot of substitutions. Several times in the game, you'd see five players come out for both sides, and then five more players come in. In between quarters, there were a lot of the junior teams. We have grade school kids and junior high school kids that have made the trip down, too, from Rhinelander and from the Everest basketball program. They got to play mini games before the JV took the floor and at halftime of the junior varsity team. So congratulations to the DC Everest JV 40-36 winners in what was a competitive game. The Evergreens Canes hit their free throws down the stretch and finally got it to a two-possession advantage where they held on and beat the Hodags. Rhinelander is a perfect 12-0 in the Great Northern Conference, so they beat all comers and have already wrapped up their conference championship. Rhinelander is 16-5 overall. The Evergreens come in at 4-8. They finished their Valley Conference schedule tied for fourth place with Wausau East, a team that they split their two meetings with during the regular season. The Evergreens overall are 8-13 and come in on a two-game losing streak. Rhinelander, like a lot of opponents that the Evergreens have seen this year, is going to have a height advantage, and how the Evergreens match up there is going to be something that will remain to be seen. Kyle Kurtenbach left to play a key role. He's the Evergreens' best vertical jump player. Maybe we'll see some more playing time for Max Mladic at 6'4". He could be a big body that the Evergreens might make more use of. Mladic has seen just sparing playing action so far this season. So the Evergreens, again, are going to have to contend with an opponent that is simply taller than them. And again, Rhinelander, a team that beat the Evergreens by 14 last year, is probably a better team this year. Evergreens wear their home white trimmed in green. The Rhinelander Hodags in the green trimmed in black and white. And we'll be back with the start of our game from the BMO Harris Bradley Center on the Bucks home court. Evergreens and Hodags are coming up next after a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Bradley Center, where our game is going to tip in just a few moments. Chris Conley here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. If you decided not to make the drive down to Milwaukee, well, I mean, we understand that. The weather's been kind of lousy, and the roads haven't been all that good. But you're missing out on what's going to be a fun afternoon. I mean, this game really is probably more about fun than about winning or losing, when you consider that both teams know where their spots are in the upcoming state playoffs. The Evergreens will get a week's worth of practice before they play again on Friday, as they try and shake off that disappointing loss last night to Spash. A lot of smiles and a very relaxed atmosphere. I was joking with some of the players. We could very well have like a 0-0 game early on as the players, you know, adjust to playing in this unusual environment. I mean, if you're used to, you know, how do you shoot and you know, can you do things normally that you would be doing in a gym or a field house, suddenly in an arena that size or this size, that's certainly a part of today's game storyline. The other thing that I take away, just on a personal note here, when you come to an NBA or a professional sports arena like this, you realize right away how complicated game day operations are. I mean, the Milwaukee Bucks are playing a game on this floor this afternoon. I mean, already, streaming underneath our broadcast position, which is normally where the Bucks radio would be done, when you hear Ted Davis call a game on Fox Sports, as you will be tonight, the amount of cables, the amount of workers, the amount of tech that has to be completed before this basketball game gets under way is a lot. I mean, we have video technicians who've literally been almost under our feet as they string the TV cables here. And now from the BMO Harris Bradley Center in Milwaukee, our national anthem. Starting lineups will be introduced, and then we'll be ready for basketball from the Bradley Center. Again, the Evergreens come in. They are 8-13 overall. 4-8 in conference play. That's good for a tie for fourth place. Hodags beat all comers in the Great Northern Conference. They are Great Northern champions for a second year in a row. A 12-0 record in league and 16-5 overall. D.C. Everest High School Basketball from the Bradley Center in Milwaukee. Brought to you by Tlusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help. They're representing Evergreen's fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. And Devorney Orthodontics, see more than a smile. See Devorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DevorneyOrthodontics.com. I will also tell you this, the Bucks have been great hosts. As an organization, the Milwaukee Bucks like the idea of letting high school kids have this experience. And by the way, it also sells some tickets for tonight's game because a lot of the parents and fans will be back here tonight to see the Bucks play the Pacers. But this is part of the team's community outreach, and it is very nice. The only logistic issue about this game that will affect the players themselves, well, an unusual shooting background in an NBA arena instead of the gym or fieldhouse. We've talked about that. This is an NBA court, 10 more feet of length on either side. Players will be feeling that towards the end of the game. Kyle Kurtenbach to jump center against Mitch Rheinhalter. Teams meet at the center circle. Let's light this candle. Game underway. Evergreens control the opening jump. Was in Chris Cornish's hands. Now goes back to freshman Riley Peterson. What must he think playing on the Bucks court here? Peterson's got the ball. Hodags are looking to trap in the corner on defense. Evergreens with a long pass to Stephen Weir. Just inside the three-point line. His shot rims out. Offensive rebound. Kyle Kurtenbach up and in for the Evergreens. Evergreens, despite a height disadvantage, got the offensive rebound and have a 2-0 lead. Rhinelanders into the front court. Sam O'Melia. Evergreens play half-court man-to-man. Colton Volkman now into the corner. Goes over to Mitch Rheinhalter. Rheinhalter is guarded by Kurtenbach. Kicks it back out. No advantage there and goes around to the corner. Colton Volkman. Think all of the Hodags have gotten their first touches. Pass inside. Stolen. Bad pass. Chris Cornish takes it away for the Evergreens. D.C. Everest up 2-0, and they've got the ball. It's in Nick Sierakowski's hands. Sierakowski playing catch with Riley Peterson, looking to set up something down low. Now into the corner for Stephen Weir. Weir makes the entry pass to Kurtenbach, quickly double-teamed, goes out to Peterson, to Weir again. Three ball from the baseline, just off the rim. Loose ball, rebound to Rhinelander. Sam O'Melia got that rebound that came out pretty far along the baseline. Pass goes down low now, using that height. Ryan Dart. Dart got down low, and Evergreens didn't match up against him. He spins and scores. We're tied 2-2. 6.5 minutes to play in the first period. Bounce pass goes over to Nick Sierakowski. Again, they try and trap him. Sierakowski gets out of trouble. Goes over to Peterson. Entry pass down low. Kurtenbach. Foul line extended. Double team. Goes back out to Sierakowski. Looks to drive. Extra pass to Kurtenbach. Left that one short from 10 feet. Evergreens get the rebound. Stephen Weir fished that out and gets the ball back out to Riley Peterson. Evergreens reset. Again, Hodags look to pressure the ball up high. They're double teaming when the ball goes over there. And now here's to Kurtenbach again, over to the corner. Weir was open for the three for a moment, decided not to pull the trigger. 2 minutes in, and the Evergreens and Hodags are tied 2-2. Weir's along the baseline. Riley Peterson getting an entry pass. He was banged pretty hard as the ball came into him. Call the foul there on Colton Volkman. That is his first, and it is the team's first. This is a non-shooting foul, and the Evergreens are going to inbound from underneath. Nick Sierakowski triggers in. That inbounds pass knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Evergreens. Evergreens will now be inbounding, about 35 feet away from the basket. Nick Sierakowski to put it in along the far sideline to Riley Peterson. And now Sierakowski has his dribble. Goes over to Peterson. And now back to Sierakowski on the double team. He goes over, kicks it back out to Peterson. Evergreens work it around to Weir. Evergreens get the feeling would take a three if they were open for it. Sierakowski is fouled as he was making a pass along the baseline. Chris Cornish was there, and the foul is going to go against Mitch Rheinhalter. Rheinhalter at 6'5 is the tallest player on the floor. This is non-shooting. Evergreens will inbound. Inbounds pass goes to Chris Cornish in traffic underneath. He's doubled up, tried to make an extra pass to get the ball back out, and it's stolen. Evergreens turnovers, which have been a problem all season. Rhinelander back the other way. Mitch Rheinhalter's shot is no basket. Traveled, turned over to D.C. Everest. So the team's trade turnovers. And the Evergreens are going to get a substitute in. They'll get Jake Giebert in as well. Giebert and now Grant Van Grinsven, who comes in off the bench. Van Grinsven bounces over to Riley Peterson, and the Evergreens will bring it into the front court. 2-2 is our score. 5 minutes to play, first period. Van Grinsven on his dribble. Makes sense to have Van Grinsven in here. He's a better defensive player, and Van Grinsven, no, he double-teamed there as he has his dribble almost pushed off. Van Grinsven has the ability to drive to the basket, so it gives the Evergreens a little bit of a scoring look instead of trying to feast on the outside here. Stephen Weir's got the ball. Weir bounces into the corner to Riley Peterson. Now down low looking for Cornish. Bad pass, knocked away. Peterson gets it, drives in, and they're going to say that Peterson was fouled as he was going in for a layup. It's going to be the third team foul. Foul goes against Sam Omelia. Three team fouls against Rhinelander, none against the Evergreens. And Grant Van Grinsven will trigger it in. Van Grinsven is spelling Nick Sierakowski here. Inbounds pass knocked out of bounds. Last touched by the Hodags. It'll stay with the Evergreens. DC Everest basketball is brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Van Grinsven to inbound, now over to Riley Peterson, back to Van Grinsven. As you might imagine, both teams off to a little bit of a slow start. Three ball from the corner for Stephen Weir, back rimmed it, no good. Rhinelander gets the offensive rebound. Mitch Reinhalter, a one-and-done trip for the Evergreens. Now along the baseline, got a foul there as Kent Matthews was starting his move to the basket along the baseline. Foul is going to be against Chris Cornish. That'll be non-shooting. And we're going to have an inbounds play from along the baseline as the Hodags will put it in from there. Trying to use their height advantage, went right into Mitch Reinhalter. Just lobbed over the Evergreens defense, and Reinhalter scores. Rhinelander has a 4-2 lead. Yeah, we're low scoring. 4.5 minutes to play first quarter. Evergreens go down low to Cornish, who's double teamed. Goes back out to Van Grinsven, looks to drive in, picks up his dribble. Traveled and no call. Brady Euchert is in for the Evergreens. Green's off the last stoppage, so he gives them an outside scoring threat. Nick Sierakowski looks to drive, was looking for Euchert in the corner. It was tipped by one of the Rhinelander players. Evergreens now turn it back over. Euchert made a cross-court pass, and it was taken away, and driving in and scoring is Mitch Reinhalter, and the Evergreens are going to take a 30-second timeout, trailing 6-2. D.C. Everest basketball is brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.com. I'm Chris Conley, and we are at the BMO Harris Bradley Center, where the Evergreens, well, they've turned it over their last two possessions, and the Evergreens are only one of four from the floor, so that accounts to a cold start. It's Kyle Kurtenbach who has the only basket for the Evergreens, and Rhinelander has scored points on two of the Evergreens' turnovers. In what's been a pretty fast-moving first quarter. Nick Sierakowski is back in, and he inbounds to Grant Van Grinsven, who will work it up. Rhinelander will pick up half-court man-to-man as the Evergreens bring it into the front court. Van Grinsven picked up his dribble, a little bit of trouble, gets it back from Sierakowski. Van Grinsven looks to drive, goes off to Brady Eckert. Eckert goes around now to Sierakowski again. Sierakowski looking to drive, pass down low, and we've got a whistle. And here's a foul as Jacob Stroik was pushed as he was about to receive the ball. And who we've got there? They're going to call that foul, I believe, on Kent Matthews. That is his first, team's fourth. Non-shooting foul. Evergreens inbound underneath. Long outlet pass, almost to half court, to Grant Van Grinsven. 3.5 minutes to play in the quarter. Rhinelander 6, DC Everest 4. And here is Jake Giebert, tied up along the baseline. He traveled, turned it over. So there's another empty trip for the Evergreens. They go all the way down to court, don't even get a crack at the basket, and give it right back to the Hodags. So that kind of sloppy play, I mean, once you get past the where you're playing and how things are a little bit different and it's just kind of an unusual environment to be playing, the fundamentals still apply. Turn the ball over too much against a good team, they're going to convert those. Driving in is Trevor Young. Young misses. Ball's loose. Rebound cleared by Nick Sierakowski. Evergreens want to be up tempo here, and Sierakowski is ridden up the court and fouled by Trevor Young. Young never really got clear against them, and Trevor Young is called for the foul. His first personal. Now team fouls are 5 against the Hodags and 1 against the Evergreens. So the Evergreens could be setting themselves up for some free throws later on. Van Grinsven inbounds to Sarakowski, and now Van Grinsven picked up his dribble again. Riley Peterson will come back in on the next stoppage. Stephen Weir is going to come back in as well. Brady Eichert along the foul line, or on the baseline, rather. Got a whistle. Ball's out of bounds. They got to call a foul here? Nope, they're going to say out of bounds. And last touch by the Hodags. Actually, the referees converge and change it back over. It's going to be last off D.C. Evers. And I think they got that right. Referee along the baseline and the referee up high put their heads together and gave the ball back to Rhinelander. Under 3 minutes to play, 6-2 Hodags. Rhinelanders are into the front court. Here's O'Melia, who now goes over to Brandon Reinhalter. Into the corner, back up high. Nick Wright, 3-ball in the air, straight on, no good. Crashing the boards for the rebound. Loose ball foul is going to be against the Hodags. This is the... Actually, no, the foul is going to be against the Evergreens. Okay. Thought at first it was going to be against the Hodags. No, it's against Kyle Kirkenbach. Rhinelander will inbound underneath, and the inbound pass goes. Baskets fouled, scores. Colton Volkman puts it up and in. Volkman's going to go to the line for a chance to complete a three-point play. And Kyle Kirkenbach, just like that, picked up his second foul.
Chris Cornish.
And Volkman is going to get a chance to complete the three-point play. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. The free throw is a miss. Rebound to Chris Cornish. Cornish clears the boards. He gives it over to Riley Peterson. Hodags 8, Evergreens 2, under 3 minutes to play first quarter. Riley Peterson goes to the corner to Nick Sarakowski. Evergreens have turned the ball over and have been cold from the floor. That's not a good combination. Peterson picked up his dribble, goes over to Kirkenbach. Kirkenbach directs a little traffic. Wants to free up Weir, and now here's a three from Nick Sarakowski off the back bracket. Rebound is loose, trying to find it as Kirkenbach. Hodags come away with the ball. They out-hustled the Evergreens there, and Colton Volkman's got the ball. Over to Sam O'Melia, and the Hodags are into the front court. Devin Onlick has come in during the last stoppage for the Hodags, easily identifiable. Bright orange green. Here's a three, and that one just rims out from Colton Volkman. Evergreens get the rebound. That's Riley Peterson who cleared the boards. Peterson is up into the front court. Sarakowski works around to Stephen Weir. Peterson looks to drive along the baseline. Cut off there, looking to make an extra pass. Did he throw it out of bounds? Yes, he did. Peterson drew the double team along the baseline, tried to make a tough baseline pass, bad angles, and it goes right back over to Rhinelander. 1:33 left to play in the first quarter, and the Evergreens have only 2 points to show for their efforts. Hodags 8, Evergreens 2, and bringing the ball up court is Sam O'Melia for the Hodags. Hodags in the road green here, goes over to Devin Omlick, goes back up high to Colton Volkman, tries the three again, front rimmed it. Offensive rebound miss, Ryan Dart on the putback. Kyle Kirkenbach gets the rebound for the Evergreens. So Rhinelander got two cracks at the basket, could not get any points from that trip. Stephen Weir's got it, now goes cross-court to Riley Peterson, almost threw it out of bounds, finds Kirkenbach down low. Kirkenbach with a shoulder fake and now puts it up and in for the Evergreens. Under a minute now, 8-4, Hodags with the lead and the basketball. Hoping that maybe the Evergreens will settle down and play a little bit better, get those turnovers under control. There's a bounce pass out of bounds, last touched by D.C. Everest. Rhinelander will inbound underneath their own basket. Today's game from Milwaukee on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Long inbounds pass, almost turned over. Mitch Reinhalter corrals it for his team, saves the possession. Now to Sam O'Melia, working around to Ryan Dart. Dart looks to drive in, blocked by Max Mladic, who came in. Mladic goes up high and rejects. 35 seconds, Evergreens have the ball coming back. Into the corner, Riley Peterson. Now to Sarakowski, picked up his dribble. Sarakowski almost threw the ball out of bounds, sitting up to Weir inside. Now to Mladic, down low on the post. Mladic spins and left that one short. One and done trip. Rhinelander gets the rebound. Mitch Reinhalter. 20 seconds left in the quarter. See if Rhinelander holds for one here with a four-point lead. Spinning here is Mitch Reinhalter. Back out for a three, and that one's no good from Sam O'Melia. Ball's loose. Kirkenbach's got the rebound. Evergreens have 5 seconds if they play up tempo here. Riley Peterson to the front court, spins, he's bumped, no call. Oh my. Riley Peterson hits the floor hard and misses the final shot of the first quarter. What do the Evergreens have to show for it? Two baskets from Kyle Kurtenbach as Rhinelander leads 8-4 at the end of one. Back with the start of the second quarter from the BMO Harris Bradley Center in Milwaukee after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Bradley Center. I'm Chris Conley. Hopefully now everyone has settled down to the point that we can focus on better fundamental basketball. Evergreens have committed some turnovers. Rhinelander's got 4 points off Evergreen turnovers, and our score is 8-4 as we get the second quarter underway. Mitch Reinhalter has 4 for the Hodags, Colton Volkman with 2, and Ryan Dart with 2. Evergreens will start this second quarter with Kyle Kurtenbach, Chris Cornish, Riley Peterson, Stephen Weir, and Grant Van Grinsven on the floor. And on alternating possession, it is Rhinelander who will inbound. Going to be triggered in here from Kent Matthews. Matthews puts it into Sam Omelia, and our second quarter is underway. Hodags are indeed a good team. Here's a whistle off the shot that's going to be a travel and turned over. Colton Volkman shuffled the feet as he was pulling up for a shot from the free throw line, just a little bit beyond the free throw line, and that's a turnover to the Evergreens. Well, even though the Evergreens have not played particularly well in the first quarter, they're still close enough that they could make some hay here. Again, for a moment, Van Grinsven picked up the dribble, was able to get through a double team there. Weir had it for a moment in the corner, but was not particularly open. Now to Kurtenbach down low. Swings cross court to Weir. Extra pass to Riley Peterson. Peterson's free along the baseline, spins and scores. Nice feed down there. The extra pass paid dividends. It's 8-6. Little pressure shifts back here to the Hodags. Get the feeling that they've got to come up with a basket here. And they go right down low to Ryan Dart, trying to use that height advantage. Makes the extra pass. Bad pass. Turned over to the Evergreens. Loose ball taken by Grant Van Grinsven. Evergreens want to be up-tempo to Riley Peterson. Nice pass down low to Weir. Extra pass to Kurtenbach. He is fouled. And you know what? That looked clean up top. Referee disagrees. And the foul there is going to go against Colton Volkman. That's his second. And Kyle Kurtenbach's going to get himself to the free throw line to shoot a pair for the Evergreens. Kurtenbach from time to time gets into foul trouble. He just missed the first free throw. But Kurtenbach is a natural athlete, which means he gets a lot of playing time because of that. He's got one more free throw coming. Evergreens basketball sponsored by InterCity State Bank, providing full-service banking for families and businesses. Come bank with us, InterCity State Bank, convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Walsall. Got the second free throw, so it's an 8-7 lead. Hodags up by 1. Bounce pass down low. Riley Peterson on the overplay was unable to take that ball away, and Ryan Dart scored from close range. That's Peterson gambling on defense and coming up snake eyes. Evergreens now in the front court. Peterson bounce pass turned over. Looking for Kurtenbach in the corner. That was a bad pass. Kurtenbach, lucky he didn't get called for a foul there. He was riding Mitch Reinhalter into the front court. Hodags by 1 with the ball. 6.5 minutes to play in the half. Up high is Kent Matthews. Matthews now goes into the corner. Over to Colton Volkman. Pass down low. Turned over. Taken away and disrupted by Chris Cornish. Gives it to Peterson as the Evergreens try and get something in transition. Transition points all season. Hard to come by for the Evergreens. Now a nice bounce pass from Weir to Riley Peterson. That was a nice pass from outside the three-point line. Bounce pass to Peterson, who scores. Evergreens now cut this in to it's 10-9. Hodags up by 1. And now Hodags working around here. Sam Omelia goes up. Here's a spot-up 3 from Colton Volkman off the back rim. No good. Long rebound comes out to Van Grinsven. Evergreens right into the front court. Van Grinsven looks to drive. Underhand scooping shot misses. Rebound comes out to Rhinelander. They have a 3-on-2 the other way. Stephen Weir, nice defense, poked it away. Rhinelander recovers the possession, but Weir prevented them getting a cheap basket there. So now Rhinelander has to play half court. Goes to Mitch Reinhalter. He's double teams, fights through it, misses, but gets his own rebound. Mitch Reinhalter, no answer for his height. He's got 6, and it's 12-9. Rhinelander by 3. 5.5 minutes to play in the first half. Long cross court to Weir. Sets up a 3 from the baseline, and he
hit.
Steven Weir from range beyond the three-point arc, and that ties the game at 12. Steven Weir knots us with 5:13 to play in the half. Mitch Reinhalter goes back out to Ryan Dart. Now, Weir's been a streaky shooter, so let's see if he gets it back. Rhinelander answers with a three. That's Kent Matthews from the right side. The Evergreens want a timeout. It's 15-12. Rhinelander. The Evergreens battle back to tie on Weir's three and then have Kent Matthews answer with a three on the other end. This is a full timeout, so we're going to take a break as well. 5:02 to play in the first half. Hodags 15, Evergreens 12. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
And located in the Hex Theater, Stage Left Cafe offers great food and drinks and a relaxed atmosphere. Once again, we're out at the Stage Left Cafe today. StageLeftCafe.com. Or find them on the Facebook or third option called 715.
We welcome you back to the Bradley Center in Milwaukee, which tonight will be filled with Milwaukee Bucks fans against the first place Indiana Pacers. A lot of people say the Pacers are the best NBA team in the Eastern Conference. And we know a lot of Evergreens fans are going to come right back for that game tonight. Evergreens have the ball after the Rhinelander three before the timeout, 15-12. Evergreens bounce it through. Steven Weir now goes over to Van Grinsven, wants to drive in, picked up his dribble. Now to Jake Giebert in the corner. Giebert has the dribble, now pulls it up, goes to Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach fakes the long two, finds Weir, extra pass back to Kurtenbach, who spins and scores. Kyle Kurtenbach has 7 to lead all scorers, and the Evergreens are back within 1. Hodags 15, Evergreens 14. Evergreens double team down low as Reinhalter gets the ball on the baseline. He goes back out to Devin Omlich, and now goes back to the top of the circle with Sam O'Melia picking up his dribble as Nick Wright. He's quickly double teamed. Goes over to Devin Omlich again. Now the ball is in the hands of Brandon Reinhalter. So everyone's gotten a touch. 4 minutes to play in the second quarter. We are halfway through this second quarter. And the Evergreens are hanging tough against the Hodags. Nice turnaround game so far for the Evergreens. Here's a pass down low in traffic to Nick Wright. Wright was double teamed, almost turned it over, and has to go back out to save this possession. Now out to the top of the key, Sam O'Melia. O'Melia travel, turned over to the Evergreens. So the Evergreens will have a chance to get the lead here on this possession if they can capitalize on that Hodag turnover. DC Everest Basketball is brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. Grant Van Grinsven with his dribble works around to Kurtenbach. It's a big possession for the Evergreens here. Van Grinsven goes over to Weir. See if they want to set up Weir again. They almost did, but that was a bad pass. They're trying to set up Weir on that weak side screen. Now to Van Grinsven, to Sarakowski. Sarakowski retrieved a bad pass, cut off along the baseline. Now to Van Grinsven, extra pass. Van Grinsven couldn't handle it. So the Evergreens have a chance to take the lead. Don't even get a crack at the basket. Throw it out of bounds and turn it over. We have 3:20 to play in the first half. Hodags get the ball back with a 15-14 lead. Evergreens look to pick up half-court man-to-man defensively. Sam O'Melia. O'Melia goes over to Trevor Young. Now back out high to the big man Mitch Reinhalter, who thought about driving. Kurtenbach, good defense there. Now gets it right back. Going up high to Brandon Reinhalter. Brothers on the court here together for the Hodags. Into the corner to Mitch Reinhalter. Reinhalter's got 6. Now he drives in and he missed the layup. Too strong off the back rim. Evergreens get the rebound. Van Grinsven. Those are points left on the floor. Right up ahead to Grady Eakert, who drives in. Evergreens did get some points in possession and in transition, and they've got the lead. 16-15. 2.5 minutes to play. So here are the Evergreens taking a team with a better record all the way, stretching them out as far as we can. Here's a long NBA three and a hit for Trevor Young. Step back three puts the Hodags right back up by 2. So they had an answer. It's twice the Evergreens fought back to tie and then to take the lead. Brady Eakert drives, blocked. Who got up there? Brandon Reinhalter. But the Evergreens take it back. Kurtenbach charges in and a block. Kurtenbach misses. That could have gone either way. Kurtenbach could have been called for a charge there instead. And I'd say he's fortunate. He's going to get himself to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Reinhalter gets called for the foul. That's 7 on the team. So the Evergreens shoot for the rest of the half. Kurtenbach's first free throw is a miss. You know, Kurtenbach is not a particularly good free throw shooter, and you wish when he had these opportunities at the free throw line that he would set himself. Instead, you know, he almost nonchalants these free throws, and you know, he's now one of three from the free throw line. He's got one more coming, and he makes that one. It trims the Rhinelander lead to 1-18-17. We're going to go under the two-minute mark in the half on this possession. Rhinelander's into the front court, and Trevor Onlick picked up his dribble. Goes over to Nick Wright, now along the baseline. Here's an extra pass. It is loose, bounces off the backboard, goes out of bounds to the Evergreens. Trying to feed inside to Ryan Dart, and that ball was coming through a lot of traffic, and it's turned over. So again, the Evergreens will get a possession to try and take the lead in this game with less than 2 minutes to play in the half. Riley Peterson has the ball to Giebert. Giebert tried to make an extra pass down low. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Rhinelander. So the Evergreens limb bound underneath their own basket. We're sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union, serving all of central Wisconsin. To find a Valley Communities Credit Union branch near you, look for valleycommunities.org. It's inbounded to Peterson into the corner, now to Giebert up high. Giebert almost started that move with his shoulder down. Lucky he wasn't called for an offensive foul. 1.5 minutes left. Sierakowski picked up his dribble. Now down low to Eakert, who spins from just inside the free throw line. It's a miss. Off the back bracket, and Rhinelander gets the rebound. Brandon Reinhalter clears the boards. 1:25 to play until halftime. Rhinelander leads by one. They have possession. Jump step in, and Devin Omlick was fouled. Evergreen still have fouls to give. Foul is on Nick Sierakowski. It is only the team's fourth. So this is going to be a non-shooting foul. Mitch Mladic comes back in. Grant Van Grinsven comes back in. I think Mladic in the second half is one of the players to watch because he's the big body that can match up with some of Rhinelander's height. And again, Mladic is there, and here's a basket and a foul as Kent Matthews got the inbounds pass, scored, and he's going to get himself to the free throw line for one more. And the foul is on Max Mladic. Well, that didn't exactly work out the way I envisioned it. 20-17 with a chance to complete the three-point play. It's a miss. And Jake Giebert gets the rebound for the Evergreens. Rhinelander's 0-for-2 from the free throw line. Evergreens are 2-of-4 from the charity stripe. 1 minute to play in the half. Evergreens trail by 3, but they have the ball. Brady Eakert picked up his dribble, now goes over to Riley Peterson, works around to Van Grinsven, drives in, leaves it in the corner. Giebert, 3 from the baseline, left it short. Rebound to the Evergreens. Van Grinsven in traffic. He's hit from behind, and Van Grinsven's going to get himself 2 free throws with 51 seconds left until intermission. Let's see who they put that foul on. Kent Matthews has just picked up his 3rd foul for the Hodags. Matthews has 5 points. He's going to sit for the rest of the half, I would imagine. Grant Van Grinsven, 1-of-2 free throws, and he misses the first. He'll get one more. On a make or a miss, 51 seconds left until intermission. Look at our leading scorers. We'll talk a little about playoff basketball when we come to halftime. Van Grinsven's 2nd free throw is good. So, I mean, the Evergreens are hanging around in this game. It's 20-18, Rhinelander. 50 seconds and the clock is moving. Let's see if the Hodags hold for a final shot. Mitch Reinhalter looks to drive in traffic. He's fouled and just missed, very close to having an opportunity for a 3-point play of his own. Foul is going to be against Jake Giebert. 6th team foul. 2 free throws here for Mitch Reinhalter. He is the leading Hodag scorer with 6. Make it 7. His first is good. He'll get another shot here. Then 41 seconds left until we go to halftime. Wonder if these players actually get to go into the NBA locker rooms. That's a miss. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Hodags. The Evergreens will get it. With a 3-point deficit and a chance to hold for a final shot here. I wonder if the halftime will be spent just in the stands or if they get to see what a real NBA or Division I college locker room looks like. Of course, the Marquette Golden Warriors play on this court also. Jake Giebert has the ball dribbling. Now goes over to Eakert. Now to Van Grinsven. Trying to get a give and go to him. He is cut off. Now to Riley Peterson. 3 ball in the air. Just missed. Long rebound comes to the Hodags with 20 seconds left. Up tempo. 2-on-1. We've got a whistle. Offensive foul. Turned back over. And Riley Peterson got his feet planted and took the charge as Nick Wright plowed into him. So the Evergreens will get the ball back with 15 seconds left. They're going to put Stephen Weir in for Max Mladic now, so we'll trade off a little bit of height for a little better outside shooting. Weir already has 1 3 from along the baseline. and see if they set up something for him to get this game tied from behind the arc. Hodags 21, Evergreens 18. Riley Peterson inbounds to Nick Sierakowski. Now the clock's moving. We're going to go under 10 seconds. You know, the Evergreens have not been all that good in these buzzer-beating situations. Sometimes the shot comes very late. Now to Van Grinsven. Back to Weir. Set him up for a long three. This counts if it goes. He missed everything. Offensive rebound, put back, and a miss from Jacob Stroik from close range as the horn sounds. The three ball was not particularly good, but Stroik's putback should have been a gimme, and it wasn't. So the Hodags, undefeated in their conference, are right now just 3 points better than D.C. Everest as we reach intermission from the Bradley Center. Rhinelander 21, D.C. Everest 18. We'll be back, halftime, after this break on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390, FM 93.9.